Hello, this is Aiden, and this is my podcast. The book I read was Connect the Stars by Marisa de los Santos and David Teague. Now, this book is about two kids, Aaron and Audrey. Audrey feels as though she is alone, but she has this thing she calls an unsuperpower. She can tell when someone lies, but when she hears her best friend lie, she feels the most alone she's ever felt. So her parents decide to put her in a camp called El Viaje de la Confianza. Aaron is another kid with another unsuperpower. He can remember almost anything, but he can't remember the why factor. So when he hears that his favorite teacher might be fired if she doesn't get her kid's grade up on the big test, he sees the cheat book for that test and decides to memorize it all and hopes to save his teacher. The school eventually finds out why the kids did perfectly, and Aaron gets in lots of trouble. So Aaron's parents decide to send him to El Viaje de la Confianza. When they get there, they meet each other and many others. One of these kids, named Daphne, suddenly disappears, and the campers blame the camp counselor, Jer. They stereotyped him as a murderer, and they thought he killed Daphne. And this is where social issue stereotyping fits in. Before we continue any longer, I would like to touch on the theme of the story. Audrey and Aaron leave their lives behind to go to camp and be with new people. This is why I think the theme is, sometimes you have to get lost to find yourself. But it does say that on the cover. Now I will talk about why we thought this social issue fit in with our book. We thought the social issue fit in with our book because the kids in our book were stereotyping Jer as the murderer who killed Daphne. The kids, Audrey and Aaron, witnessed Edith getting an allergic reaction from the Worcester sauce when Jer said that he made sure all the meals were made for everyone's food needs and constraints. So when Daphne went missing and Jer didn't seem to care, they all thought he murdered her and he was trying not to let anyone find out. In a way, they stereotyped him as a murderer. Now, for my final segment, I would like to talk about how stereotyping is affecting the world. Well, looking at this article from Medium, stereotyping affects people by making them seem like they should do things according to their gender, personality, or nationality. In the source, it states, stereotypes are a big problem in our society. It puts labels about how a person should act or live accordingly to their gender, race, or personality, and other facts. This could affect individuals who perhaps like different things or do different activities, but feel ashamed of doing so because of stereotypes. Stereotypes might pressure people into doing things they don't want to, but what other people say they should do. The source in the is very compelling. You can check it out by looking at the link on the document entitled Podcast Plan Shared With You. Thank you very much for listening to my podcast. And again, if you can't understand the word I'm saying, you can always check the document out by looking at the document entitled Podcast Plan Shared With You. Adios.